And now for something very, very wrong. The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Tonight we have a gentleman on, a man who pays child support, who believes that it is an insult to order any man, an insult to that man to order him to pay child support. It would be an insult to any man if he were ordered to love his children and support his children. And he's fighting back. We'll find out about what that gentleman has in mind, and we'll talk about the child support issue. And also a young man who will be on tonight to ask me for a job, I'm told. I'm not exactly sure who or what that's about, but we'll get into it. And this is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. If you want to know why it's world-famous, check out our website or just keep listening to the radio show, because it is one weird thing. And why is that? Because when I was a boy, I am told that my high chair fell over onto my head. Now, you're probably thinking, isn't that funny? He fell on his head as a kid, so I get it. He's crazy. Yeah, really? What do you think if I told you my mother pushed me over? Now you're not laughing, are you? I was in a high chair, and my mother, an early 50s housewife, sitting there frustrated in the Eisenhower era, saw a kid crying for his food, walked up and pushed me over. And I fell on my face, the frontal lobes of my brain damaged, my neck now with calcium deposits because of it. I wake up in a cold sweat because my mother pushed me over in my high chair. Oh, yeah. Now what are you thinking? Yeah, see? Well, gee, Phil, I'm really sorry. No need to apologize now. The fact of the matter is, I was sitting there as a baby, you know, crying, as babies do. And my mother just walked up, you know, some psycho thing, some Andrea Yates thing. Only it wasn't Houston, it was Arcadia, California. Picked my whole high chair up and threw it out the front door with a baby strapped in it. Can you imagine that? So just imagine picking up an entire high chair with a baby strapped in it crying. And as soon as you see the Arrowhead bottled water truck coming down the road, you toss the chair right out under the wheels. That's what she did to me. How did I survive? How am I here today? I don't know. Just as they were coming by and they were paving the street with new asphalt, big-ass steamroller, she waited for it to just and threw it underneath. By the way, coming to work today, I saw the police in my rearview mirror, and the guy had, as they say in the business, as they say in the lexicon, he lit up the roof. So his lights were going, and this guy was going someplace. And I did what I believe the law requires you to do. I pulled over. In this case, I had to go to the center median. Well, what do you think most of the numbnuts behind me were doing? Just sitting there like dumbasses going, geez, what is that? Am I supposed to do something? Yeah, man, you're supposed to pull over. Now, I know a lot of people don't, and I think in that instance, don't ticket them. I think in that instance, the police carry a riot gun. You've probably seen it. It sits there. I think in that instance, his partner ought to be allowed to point it out the window and take out one of your, you know, like your windshield or something with it as he's going by. Yeah, yeah, that pull over. Yeah. You think about it again, won't you? I'm not pulling over for you. Because it seems pretty obvious to me the guy's got, especially ambulances, nobody pulls over for ambulances. There's got to be a whole lot of people from out of state, man. I don't remember that ever happening. I mean, I've driven in every state in the union. This happens to be, and it's pretty pathetic to say this, the best drivers in the country in California, and that's pretty sad. I'm sitting there, I said, okay, I'll pull over for this guy. Some jackball in a truck is right up my rear end, like, hey, man, what are you doing? You're in the fast lane. I said, you know, I'm pulling over for this guy. Finally, he gets it. He pulls over. But this cop is having to, like, slow down to 3 miles an hour to get through all this traffic. And, you know, for me, it's like a no-brainer. If I see the lights, I pull over. And I don't know if anybody has any opinion about it. I know we got a guy hanging on.
Yeah, he doesn't agree.
This gentleman doesn't agree. How you doing, sir? Is this Lloyd?
Yes, sir. I've listened to what you were referring to, Mr. Henry, at the beginning of your broadcast. With regard to emergency vehicles or police vehicles on police business in emergency mode. And I believe you referred to the necessity to pull over. Is that correct? Am I hearing that correctly?
Yeah, that's what I said. I believe it's the law.
Well, let me, if I could, enlighten you. Number one, My wife and I spent a great deal of time traveling between the Los Angeles area and Portland, Oregon to visit my daughter-in-law. We drive a 26,000-pound Winnebago slipstream. And I'd like you to explain to me, sir, how am I supposed to pull that vehicle over when I've got 26,000 pounds of Detroit iron and there is a police officer, and I say this with the greatest of respect, late for an appointment at Winchell's Donuts.
And, I think that's very disrespectful, sir.
No, Mr. Henry.
Yeah, it's very disrespectful. If the cops, you got to have to assume that there's some kind of an emergency.
I don't have to. Let me tell you what. These police officers, when they put the light on, they think we're all supposed to just stop what we're doing.
Well, what about ambulances? What about ambulances?
Well, the ambulance, first of all, many of these individuals, see, these ambulance drivers will turn the light on, and they'll turn off their, they'll turn off their siren and they'll turn on the light and turn on their siren, because they get, a lot of these paramedics get their kicks that way. See, a lot of these fools are people who...
Don't do that, bud.
I beg your pardon?
Nothing, sir.
A lot of these fools, and these paramedics and cops, are guys that used to be psycho, and they were all these...
Don't do that, bud.
Yes, sir?
Nothing, sir. My engineer... I just had a technical difficulty.
You had a technical difficulty, huh?
Yes, sir.
Can I continue?
Please, yes.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir, I am. You're saying that you're discounting every instance of emergency action by police and ambulances as either a guy going to get donuts or some paramedics that are psycho enough to want to run through traffic.
I'm not saying in every instance, but I am saying that the police know full well that 26,000 pounds of Detroit...
Don't do that.
Well, sir, may I ask you, what are you...
There's nothing. I've got a malfunction.
Yeah, you got a... Mr. Henry, I will be heard on this Subic.
Subject,
yes.
Go ahead, sir.
Well, if you're trying to censor me... See, there it goes again, right there. See, there it goes again.
Nothing. It's a... Could you hold on for a minute?
Yes, sir, I will.
Don't do that, bud.
The guy's boring me to tears.
I heard that, sir, every word of the way. If there's a man there who is trying to censor... See, right there, I heard what sounds like a squeaky doll or some deal. Is that...
It's a... But don't do it, bud!
So there is someone making a doll... doing a doll effect.
No, sir, it's... I have an engineer... Who
is a smartass and is going to censor my constitutional abilities to... I feel sorry for you.
But please don't do that, okay?
I just think it's fun.
I'm hearing another voice. Can you identify it for me, sir?
Sir, it's my engineer. Don't worry about it. Just say what it is that you want to say.
I'd like to say what I want to say, but when someone impinges upon my right to do anything I want... Can I, at the moment, inform you of something?
Yes, sir. Bud, don't do that.
Well, anyway, I hear you keep saying, Bud, don't do it. Is that what the gentleman's name, Bud?
Yes, Bud Dickman.
Yeah, it's my name. I don't care.
Say that again?
I said, I do. I don't give a sweet Jesus. You bore me to tears.
Let me tell you something. I'm a Korean War veteran. I fought for this country 1950, 1952 in Korea. And you... Boy, you... Let me just explain something to you, Mr. Henry.
Sir, as long as you're talking, I guess you... Don't do it! Do you understand when I say don't do it?
I want to explain something to you. Out in my driveway is a Ford 150. Now, I'm going to warm that truck up. I could be at your studio in 40 minutes...
Sir, don't even do it. We got more security here. You'll wind up in jail.
You know what? Try me, okay? Because if that guy thinks he's... See, there goes the squeak doll again. He's doing a doll effect... I'm going to say something to you right now, Mr. Henry, and I hope you'll forgive me, but may God damn you to hell for the thing.
Uh-huh. I'm sorry, sir. I got to take a break.
So you'll do...
I got to take a break. I got to hang up.
You got to hang up, huh?
Yeah, but I think I know what you're saying. Cops go to Winchell's. Paramedics are psycho. They shouldn't be running their lights.
I am a Korean War veteran. I'm a Korean...
out of here, will you, bud? I tell you once, I tell you a million times, don't do the doll.
I mean, don't do the doll. She's beautiful.
Oh, what a pervert. Oh, God, it's made out of plastic. Oh, gee. Why don't you get one of them blow-up kind, at least? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Now we've come to a part of our program called our Request Flashback, and this is where people write and ask for a piece of material. They want to hear something again that they've heard on the show. If you'd like to request a flashback, a bit that you heard on the show you want to hear again, and you don't have a backstage pass, because if you have a backstage pass to our website, you can go to our website anytime and listen to the material. You can email us at phs@philhendryshow.com. By the way, coming up, do I read this correctly? We've got little Brenda will be debating Harvey Weinman on football?
Yeah.
Who put that one together?
I did.
Some little kid's going to talk to Harvey? In any event, I'll talk to you in a minute. So Jeremy writes to us. He says, will you turn that thing off?
Is that what he wrote?
Hey, Phil, I was wondering if you can play a bit where Comb-Over Boy is trying to kill a baby with a shotgun. It's one of the first bits I remember downloading when I got my iPod and started using your podcast. Thanks, Jeremy. Did you find this one? I can't wait to hear this. I don't remember this. This is Comb-Boy. Here he is, trying to kill a baby with a shotgun. People will get the idea, the wrong impression, but they'll get the idea that you shall zip. One, two, three, four. And my show is hip. Now, I want to talk this hour, and a lot of you guys know what I'm talking about. You're going out with this bitch, and she's got a kid. Is there anything worse than a woman with a kid? Now, I can hear all the guys right now saying, oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about, Combs. Hey, Combs, I know what you're saying. And, anyway, so this bitch tells me that I've got a babysitter kid, and the kid's here at the station with me right now. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
That's enough.
And, so anyway, I feel very, very strongly about Lou. As you know, I believe in speaking my mind. And I don't think it's fair for the police to take liberties that the rest of us can't. Why is it the police are allowed to shoot a baby and I'm not? That's the part that really drives me crazy. And I know a lot of you guys agree. But right here, here's the kid right here. Wait a minute, that's not the kid. That's the kid. Shut up, kid. Shut up! You're driving me nuts! Kid wants milk and the kid wants food. Yeah, look at that. Huh? Wah, wah, wah. These women with their kids, and then they expect us to go home with them, take care of their sexual needs, which, of course, I'm very good at. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
A couple more seconds. 7, 8.
And, but I'm getting sick of it. Sick to death of taking care of this broad's kid. I don't get any compensation for it. And so, as you know, here on the Comb-Over Boy Show, the show that brought you Bill Balance, who was 800 years old, and he had these really hanky pictures of Dr. Lord. This is the show that brought you, well, I guess that's it. We are now going to bring you the Comb-Over Boy 101 solution to a screaming brat. Yeah, hey, all right. Jesus, it's not dead yet. Shut up. All right, on with the show. I really think that it's high time for a lot of you guys. On with the show. I think, let's tell you what, let's take your phone calls right now. What do you think about this whole situation anyway as it pertains to Pamela Anderson having hepatitis? Would you still have sex with her, huh? Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, Tom, how are you?
Do you care?
well, I'll tell you, I really think that...
Hold on for a minute. Yeah! Yeah!
Pamela Anderson's a real piece of you-know-what. I'd love to... I don't care if I get all kinds of diseases from her. I would always say... Is the kid dead yet, or...
It's, I don't know.
Well, anyway, I think Pamela Anderson's a woman...
I don't know what's going on with the kids. Right?
Are you there? Come over, are you there?
There you go. That's a flashback by request from Jeremy. That's the Comb Over Boys show, the day that he had to babysit his girlfriend's kid and couldn't kill it. He couldn't kill the kid. I think I heard a shotgun. I think I heard a Thompson submachine gun. There was a number of things. I didn't even think I heard an explosion there. And that's a flashback here in the Phil Hendry Show. The comb over boy thing. All right, 1-800-449-8686 here on the Phil Hendry Show. Now, I know we have on the line here little Brenda, and she's going to join us. And little Brenda, how are you? Let me see where she's at so I make sure that I know. Which line is she on, bud?
She hasn't called yet.
She hasn't called yet. Okay, that's great. Is Harvey there?
Yeah.
Hey, Harvey, are you there?
Well, I'm not. Are we on the air right now? Or...
Yeah, we're on the air.
Well, what is the... my understanding was that I would be on to talk about the National Football League collective bargaining agreement.
We do want to hear a little of that.
Well, you want to hear a little, but what's this idea? I'm going to be talking to some kid?
There's a debate. Not a debate, but a discussion of football strategy.
With what?
You mean with football?
No, who am I talking to?
You're talking to a little girl. Her name is, we call her little Brenda. Her name is Brenda Van Gleason. She's the daughter of one of our knock guys.
What is a knock guy?
That's our network operations center. She's the daughter of one of the guys over there.
Well, what has that got to do? What are you talking about? I want to talk about the collective bargaining.
I want to bring her on so you can, because I know you're a football fan.
Yeah, I'm a football fan, but it's not even football season. And what am I talking to some kid about it for? Lowry Mays, please.
I can't put you through to Lowry Mays.
Tom Mays, please.
There's nobody.
Willie Mays, then.
Well, you just hold on for Willie Mays. That's right. That's Lowry's brother. Hold on for a minute. We'll have little Brenda and Harvey talking football. And
Tom Danheiser, please.
Would you hold on? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back, 1-800-449-8686.
All right, Harvey, on the line with me, Harvey Wireman. I know you know a lot about the collective bargaining agreement, and we'll talk about that. But first, I want to have you get on the air here.
Now you're going to get me to talk football with some kid. Is that what I'm understanding?
If you don't mind, okay? If she's... very knowledgeable, and I have a lot of questions for her.
Well, I don't understand. Where did you find her?
If she's a young lady that we know, she's the daughter of, I told you, Steve Van Gleason, and...
Okay.
Here, let me bring her up. Hey, Brenda, how you doing, honey?
Hi.
What's going on?
Nothing.
Say hello to her, Harvey.
Hello, Brenda. This is Mr. Wireman.
Hi.
Yeah, hi.
Okay, first question, Harvey, because you're a football fan, I know you were going to talk about the collective bargaining, I want to talk about that, but tell me first, what is the 3-4 defense?
Are you serious? Are you...
No, I'm. Go ahead, what's the 3-4 defense?
The 3-4 defense is one of many defensive alignments that is used in professional football. There's the 3-4, there's the 4-3.
What does 3-4 mean?
3-4, there's three down linemen and four linebackers. As opposed to, for instance, the 4-3, which is four down linemen and three linebackers. Or there's the 46, which is four down linemen and six linebackers. And that's essentially it. The 46, or the 34, and then the dwarf three, not the dwarf three, the 4-3.
The 4-3.
Right. And so what? So you're asking me that, why?
Because I wanted to know what it was, that's all.
Yeah. So what, are you going to ask the kid now?
Yeah, I'm going to ask her.
Hey, bud.
Yeah.
Get a load of this. He's going to ask the kid, what's the 3-4?
Yeah, you may
might as well ask a plastic doll. Ask that.
Yeah, ask that. Yeah, ask the plastic doll.
Brenda, honey, you there? Honey, what is the 3-4?
The 3-4 is 3 down linemen and 4 linebackers. And it was developed in the American Football League in the 60s because they didn't have enough talent for a lot of defensive linemen. So they used linebackers as pass coverage and run stoppers. And that's why, because the American Football League didn't have big defensive ends or linemen. So the 3-4 was made up so they could stop the run in the pass by using linebackers instead of linemen.
And how many middle linebackers are in the 3-4?
Wait a minute, what is this? Some kind of...
There's 2 middle linebackers instead of just 1 on account of it's the 3-4.
Thank you, Brenda. Okay, Harvey?
Is that kid reading that?
No, she's amazing, isn't she?
Is that that brat who's the queer that, Seacrest? Is that the brat that Seacrest?
What do you mean queer?
Well, is that the brat he has on our show, on his show, or her show?
No, what brat?
He's got some brat.
I don't know about any brat that he has.
You got the same brat that Seacrest has. He's got a brat on every morning, and they call up an adult. The kid's obnoxious, pisses everybody off. One of these days, they're going to find a kid dead with a fork in its neck.
Well, what are you trying to say?
I'm saying that you see, you got that kid on to make me look like a boob.
No, man. I thought maybe you'd dig the fact that she knows what the 3-4 is and all kinds of foot. She knows all about football. Hey, Brenda, do middle linebackers like the 3-4?
Wait a second. Why don't you ask me that?
All right, go ahead, Harvey. Do middle linebackers like to play in a 3-4 defense?
Yes, they do, because it features a lot of linebackers, and linebackers want to play. That's a stupid question.
All right, Brenda, do middle linebackers like it?
Not really, no.
Why?
Well, because the nature of a middle linebacker is to be kind of solitary in the middle, like Dick Butkus and Ted Hendricks. And when there's 2 of them, it's like they're sharing the same turf. And Ray Lewis has been on record as saying he doesn't like the 3-4 because he wants to be in the middle by himself.
You know something, Henry? I think you're a real... Is that the kid again?
No, that's a doll. It's a plastic doll.
What an idiot. It's a plastic doll.
Oh, so the retard's turning on me too, huh? You'll hear from my lawyer.
Wait a minute. You are a lawyer.
Well, then you'll hear from me.
Well, you're on the phone right now.
At a later date, you'll hear from me.
Get up.
I hate all of you. I hate you.
What are you doing with that doll, man? Are you flipped out or something?
It's just a neat button.
I don't want to hear it again. Brenda, thank you, honey. You really know a lot about football, don't you?
Yeah, my grandfather, he was a player one time. Then he played, but he got hurt.
Oh, was he a player and then he got injured?
Uh-huh.
In a football game?
No, the police shot him when he was running from a liquor store.
Okay.
He robbed it. He robbed it.
Yeah, okay. Thanks very much, honey.
Do I win?
Do you win what?
A prize.
No, you don't win a prize.
Douchebag.
We'll be right back. 1-800-449-8686. Coming up on the Phil Hendry Show, we've got Dave Oliva and... I can't read your writing, bud. What is this, crayon? Larry Grover. Next on the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Coming up tonight, we will have a visit from, on the phone, young man who wants to apply for a job, and we're going to be talking with Larry Grover on child support. And with me right now in studio, as a matter of fact, is a part-time mechanical physics professor at Caltech, and he is also involved in a lot of other projects. I don't know what. I mean, at one time you were trying to clone Jesus from the Shroud of Turin. Is that right, Jeff?
Yeah, that was an idea.
Why don't you get up to the microphone here?
Yeah, that was an idea that we were going to do, Phil, but it's probably not feasible right now because the access to the Shroud of Turin is, you know, pretty tough.
All right, now, I've had a really bad neck for like 2 months, and I understand that you know some kind of,
Really, Phil, what it's called, is it's called Vitatherapy, and I've got oils that I can rub right in that'll loosen the muscle up. And another thing, what it does, it'll also set the vertebrae right, because right now what's going on with your neck is your vertebrae is out, and so that the vertebrae is just not aligned right. Yeah, the vertebrae is not aligned right, and there's a lot of things going on. So if you can lay down here.
Yeah, right over here, Phil.
Don't touch me, bud. I know where to lay down. You lay down right on this thing here.
Okay.
Now, these are some hot oils that I'm going to be using. And,
Jesus.
It's all right.
Don't worry about it.
All right.
And now I'm just going to rub a little bit on your shoulders.
Yeah! Yeah! Get it off of me!
What's the matter, man? Are you all bumming out?
Yeah, I'm bumming out.
Get a little bit of hot oil.
Are you guys crazy or something, man? What do I look like, a piece of freaking bacon?
These are hot oils, man. It's aromatherapy.
Get this thing off of me.
Hot oils. You know what I think both of you guys ought to do? I think you got to go rub each other down with it.
Oh, what, are you calling me gay or something?
Yeah, maybe. Look, I'll be fine with my neck, okay?
Okay, let me try something.
What are you doing?
Listen.
Hey, get that stuff off of me. Look, man, just because I said I visited a bone cracker once doesn't mean I want my head twisted around like I'm some satanic sacrifice. They're going to find me down at the bottom of the steps along with Father Karras. What if an aborted fetus is listening to the show, huh? Well, and I say, good for it. I'd say him or her, but... What a sick bastard. I'm here in the car with my wife and kid. What if an itsy-bitsy tiny little, well, let's just say an aborted fetus is listening to your show? God. Everything, man, everything you say, subject to some kind of discrimination. Some kind of discrimination.
By the way, happy birthday, Phil. I didn't know you were, ow.
Don't tell him how old I am. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show is back.
We're joined tonight by Dave Oliva, a LAPD wannabe, and by Mr. Larry Grover. Our number here on The Phil Hendry Show is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Well, it won't be long now. Tuesday, not tomorrow, a week from tomorrow, the debut of Teachers on NBC. Yes, Teachers, which will reshape television as we know it. Teachers. I was joking around on the set. Some of these announcers are so clipped and so intense that they don't say their T's anymore. It was literally Teachers. Instead of Teachers, it's Teachers. Anyway, it'll be a week from tomorrow, 9:30. And, you know, it's just a show that I'm in. It'll be up against a lot of other stuff. It'll be up against, during one of the weeks, it'll be up against the two-hour American Idol grand finale. Now, I have a question. It's a simple question. If American Idol is kicking everybody's ass in terms of television ratings, is it on Fox? Is that theirs? Yeah. Why doesn't NBC or CBS or ABC come up with their own American Idol? Who says they own the franchise? You know what I'm saying? Why don't they have a big talent thing? You could call it American Big Shot or American Large Breasts. How about this? The Biggest Breasts in America. Just call it that, but it could be about farming. And in any event, you do that, and why haven't they done that yet? It's amazing to me when you're really getting your rear end handed to you if you're a radio or television network, because, oh, they got there. You know what they got? See, Star Search was not even close to American Idol, because Star Search looked like it was shot in someone's garage compared to American Idol. American Idol is a huge concert hall feel, a big stage. It looks like Las Vegas. Star Search looks like it's in a TV studio. And what they should have done, or what they could still do, every time something like that happens, they all shy away. Well, how are we going to counter-program this? I know, we'll put on comedy, we'll do this. How about doing one of your own? But until somebody thinks of that, we're going to be on Tuesday nights at 9:30 following Scrubs. And, you know, we'll see what happens, man. We're on for 6 episodes as a mid-season replacement. And the way it goes for these mid-season replacement shows, sometimes they order them for another season, which means you are now on officially in the fall, which is the the big rollout time for shows, or they say, oh, thank you very much, it's really nice meeting you, and we wouldn't put you on the air, man, if you were gold-plated. And so, you know, I don't know, you got to be prepared for anything. But in a week, we will be there, and on the TV anyway, and then I heard that there's a party somewhere in Las Vegas. I'm not going to say where, because I don't want anybody to start, you know, going there and bothering us for the cast of Teachers.
Probably at the Bellagio.
And I may go there, I don't know. But we got work to do here, baby. We got a radio show to do. And this is numero uno with me, baby. Numero uno. This is it. This is the goose that laid the golden egg. This is where it's at for me. I just so enjoy coming in here, writing and producing and sweating through 3 hours. Why would I want to do a half hour of television once a week when I can do 3 solid hours of this every single night, sweating and grieving and going through all kinds of angina and angst over the fact that I didn't do the voice right or someone doesn't like my opinion about Iraq? Why would I give that up? Why would I give up the death threats? Why would I give up the people complaining ad nauseum about the dirty word that we used or the weird man? Why would I want to give that up to do a half an hour of TV once a week? Am I nuts? No. This is it, baby. This is it. I'm going down swinging with this. Now, the TV show is going to be, hopefully, it can further promote our radio show, because this is, for me, this is fun. I can make funny voices and have people go, I don't get it. And you're a program director?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. 1-800-449-8686, world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.